městě, docela všední den, víc kouzla má než krásný sen.
The unmistakable voice there of the First Lady of Czech Jazz, Vlasta Průchová, who sadly died on Friday in Prague after a long illness. Until a few years ago, she appeared regularly at Prague jazz clubs, alongside some of the most talented Czech musicians, and her latest album came out just this year. Pavla Horáková now reports on Vlasta Průchová's life and art.
Vlasta Průchová died in a Prague hospital less than a month before her 80th birthday. She was born in 1926 in the Slovak town of Ružomberok, and she made her first appearance in 1946. During her career, spanning more than 50 years, Vlasta Průchová sang with some of the most illustrious Czech musicians and jazz ensembles. She became greatly popular in the 1950s and 60s when she performed alongside her husband, Jan Hamr, a jazz musician, composer and also a harp specialist. She also sang with a band co-founded by her son Jan Hamr Jr. Jan later became an internationally acclaimed jazz musician. In an interview he gave Radio Prague last summer, Jan Hamr explained how his family influenced his future career.
Well, obviously, you know, growing up in a family like that, there was barely anything I could, you know, else I could do. Even though I almost became a doctor, which is what my father was as well, in addition to being a musician and a composer. But by the time I was about 16 years old, my work in the music field has gotten, you know, so good, I guess, or so rewarding, and I was able to support myself pretty much, that I decided that that was going to be my career.
When Louis Armstrong appeared in Prague in 1965, Vlasta Průchová invited him over for dinner, and they also had a jamming session together. In 1968, the whole family spent a year in Washington, D.C. Jan Hamr Jr. decided to stay in the United States, where he continued in his successful music career. Even though Vlasta Průchová worked in the music business for over half a century, she left only a precious few recordings behind. Jazz music was regarded as too American and frowned upon by the communist regime, and also the fact her son Jan Hamr lived in the United States was used against her by the authorities. In 2003, Vlasta Průchová was awarded a high state honor by President Václav Klaus, who was her keen fan and a friend. Until a few years ago, she still sang live several times a month, having become a living legend of Czech jazz. Vlasta Průchová will be greatly missed by both Czech jazz musicians and fans. A nebo bloudí v dlouhé samotě.